In Pei Tes, we're up to Yud Zayin, I believe. Yud Dalet. I'm sorry, Yud Dalet. I'm sorry. Yud Dalet. Okay, so we only did Peis HaRosh so far. We spoke about the Peis of the head. Now we talk about the Peis of the beard. Peis HaZakon, Heim Chamesh, V'Robu Bei HaDeis. There are five spots, one in the center in the chin area, and two in the around the area of the joint of the lechi, and then two others somewhere in between. For rubble by hadayos, and of course these are things that's very hard to write down. It's not clear where the spot is. And he should not shave with a razor at any point on his face. At filu al safo el yoyna, even on his lip. Oy tachas hagorain, or under the chin. Well, isha sheyesh lazakam uteres lashchisay, and this doesn't apply to a woman. Oh, that's tisvav. I'm sorry, but anyway, under the chin, the language of Rabbeinu Yaina that the Shach brings, if I recall correctly, is shemi yimshach. Maybe when you're going to do under the chin, the skin of the chin will be pulled down. For that reason, there are those that are matir, a person who has a beard, who doesn't want to shave the chin area, bedafka, to shave under the chin with a razor. And the chalukitayas on the matter. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say one way or the other. The Shach brings Rabbeinu Yaina, I believe, be it there, it's Shema Yimshach, and for that reason, what? Garin is the neck, yeah. Well, the chin area, above, below, somewhere around the chin area is Aser. So if somebody has a beard and he's only cleaning around his neck, so that's why they have matirin. If someone plans to shave everything and he's doing with a razor only under his neck, so they were afraid he'll end up doing the chin as well. But if he doesn't plan because he's got a beard, he's just cleaning up the loose areas, that's different. I don't know. I don't remember in the Shulchan Aruch that it says Al Asafa is Aser. My recollection, I may be wrong, it may be the Beferish. My recollection is that it does not say on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. It says Yesifir Aleph, but maybe I'm wrong. I just don't remember that it says. Okay. Tesvav is Isha Sheesh Azakum Uteres Lashchisai. This doesn't apply to a woman. Tezai. Peis HaRosh Heim Shtayim B'Seif HaRosh V'Mokim Chiburai Lelechi. The Peis HaRosh are two at the end of the head, which is the place, it means I guess the end of the skull, the place where the skull connects to the jawbone. Yimin u'smal on either side. Eitzel ha'ozen. Very diplomatic language. Eitzel ha'ozen. The Shulchan Aruch says tachas ha'ozen, which is a very difficult language to understand, because the joint between the head and the beard is not under the ear, it's alongside the ear. And therefore, there's a question as to what it means. Now, you may say, who cares? Peis HaRosh and Al HaShev, and Peis HaZaken and Al HaShev. But there's a very big difference. The heter of using an electric shaver, what Chazal called Misparayim Kein Tar, cutting with a scissor cut, applies only to the beard. It doesn't apply to Peis HaRosh. And therefore, if we take tachas ha'ozen literally, then a person will be obligated to leave full sideburns till the bottom of the ear. And that's why many b'nei Torah makbid, the Shulchan Aruch says tachas ha'ozen, and won't shave, will leave full sideburns, which certainly fits the language of the Shulchan Aruch best.
Meaning even with the shaver?
With the shaver, yeah. Well, if you use powder, you can do it also, but nobody uses it, very few people.
Why do I remember this bone here?
Well, it says the place that the joint, which is that bone. So there are various explanations of it. The way Rav Palm explained, to make tachas ha'ozen fit with makom shalechi boile, he said tachas ha'ozen. Ozen means the inner ear, not the cartilage ear, but the ear canal. So tachas ha'ozen means under the ear canal, which is here. And you have to be very careful. It's very easy. A barber will mess you up on it. It's a child of derises every time. And it's something that that people have to really be careful about. So that the heter of a shaver, like the matirin, there are isur on shavers, but those who allow my shavers allow it only on payas hazakon, the payas of the beard, and not the payas harayish, which again is at the very least the bottom of the air canal. Now, people who shave their entire heads are violating the sisser. They're violating payas harayish. I mean, it's a problem. The what?
It's in fashion.
Yeah, strangest thing in the world. I mean, I don't know. I remember learning that it's also to shave around, make a circle, and say like which cook would do it. And then mushroom haircuts became a style. You know, they call mushroom haircuts. So, all right, they don't do it anymore. I don't see this mushroom. Yeah, you still see it around?
And this section.
Yeah, they all have it that way. Stam de learning the sugya there. Yeah. All right, must be a special yetzahara on this aveira. And getting back to the page, when teznayin, v'hamavre pas harosh ben shigilach hapeis levad, whether you shave only the peis ben shigilach kol harosh im hapeis, or if a person shaves his entire head. Chayiv shnei malkais. Shnei malkais ikifu pas reishchem. It's the same lab, but one for each of the payas. Leksiv be loisashchis, kamashikasa be pasasakan. It doesn't say loisashchis, like it says by the beard. Lechen yesh begdaili apaiskim de sviralu. Therefore, there are many who hold. The afal gav de bezakan. Ene osir elabitar. On the beard, the prohibition applies only to one who shaves with a blade. Even the payas harayish, if he cuts with scissors, that is ke'entar. All right, it's not clear to Isser is two hairs. It's interesting. Well, yeah, that also hold that's two hairs. There's also hold that, I don't know where the number comes from, that if you leave 40, you have to leave 40 hairs across. I don't know where the number comes. I don't think it's a Rambam, no. Okay. But you're right, if it's two hairs, then there's two hairs. Now, here, the Chachmas Adam is, according to many, the source, or one of the sources of being matur, the modern shavers. They call it Ramesh's Hatter. So I tell people it's a Chachmas Adam and the Prisha. Where? Misparayim ke'entar means a scissor cut. The Gemara in Nazir talks about a scissor cut ke'entar, which is like a blade. Like a razor blade. The machlaikis regarding our shavers has to do with the fact that it cuts very close to the skin. And when you touch your face afterwards, it feels as clean as a razor. So those who are matir say, what do you mean, misparayim? It's a scissor cut. Those who ask us say, no, it doesn't mean it cuts as close as a blade. Now, if you look at the language of the Chachmas Adam here, the language misparayim umun kantar is the language says in Shulchan Aruch, but the next words, the hainu, shemagaleach samuch lebasar v'loy mishayir klur min asa'aray samuch lebasar. Now, that is a definition of misparayim kantar. They cut so close that he leaves nothing. So on the head, chayiv, and on the beard, it's mutter. So that the Chachmas Adam appears to be matir, to be matir. This v'yesh mitelei apayis v'svirlu the asamu hold the gam peyas harayish eni also dafka betar, and those who hold that even peyas harayish it's mutter. B'kul yama eni also ke'ela ke'entar then with samach labasa.
Isn't the criteria the destruction of the entire hair?
No, that's a common mistake, and it's totally not true. I have a letter from the Relko saying that it's only us if it destroys the follicle, and it doesn't. But the Relko, I have a letter. That somebody wrote them a letter about how the lifting cuts too. So they say, don't worry, Orthodox Jews, it's only prohibited if you cut the follicle, and not if you don't. So that's the only makar I know. That it's because the follicle means the what the hair comes from. It'll never grow again.
What if there's hair left beneath the skin?
So that does, that's hashchasa. Every blade leaves it below the skin. Every razor blade leaves it below the skin. Never cuts the follicle. Why? Why? It was before lifting cuts, probably. Before the lifting cuts. Why didn't he like it? By lifting cut, he held his mutter?
What?
He held lifting cut his mutter?
No, he held it himself.
That's awesome.
So he was like upset that,
The guy pays Resh and Yasa Dafka Bitar, look, some hold that, or Kulyama and Yasa Kalan Tar, some of us. Okay. In Tsarach Legalcha Lerafua, if someone needs to shave his head for refuah purposes, Yizosh Layagalaya, some of the Bosa Mamish. Was Mutter Lukulyama. Vesera Peya, and the Seir of the Peya Keneget Seir Shapadachtoi, Bad Lamata Mino Ezen. The Seir of the Peya, we spoke about the lowest point, Lamata, what's the highest point? That is Keneget Seir Shapadachtoi. Now here, not everyone is careful about it the other way. Chassidim will take their very close haircuts and not very careful. In Ger, they're extra careful in this. Ger have very, very big payas. Because the paya is from where, when someone has a hairline, from the hairline to the top of the ear, the uppermost point of the ear, and across, anything below that is the paya sarash. And anything below that is not to be cut with a razor. When you have barbers that take the machine and go around the ear, it's really questionable. The barbers know that the frumis don't do it. You know, if you pull back, they, oh, I'm sorry. They use scissors there. And you look just as beautiful if he uses a scissor, you know, around the ear or that. Because around the ear, till you reach the top is okay, that's the back. But the payas are this part till the top of that circle around the ear. So that circle and down, that's all payas. Now, if when he cuts with the machine, he doesn't cut a hair down to the skin, he only cuts what's hanging over, then it's okay. But it's hard to be precise, and if he cuts the hair itself, then that would be violating the Isra Peyas Harash. So up, it's from that point, that's the highest point, and this is the lowest point, that whole area is included in the Peyas Harash and is included. Okay, there's another question is how far into the face is included in payas. There are people who have very long, the sideburns are either very wide, or they just have stray hairs sticking out. And it's very hard to find a written makar for how far into the face it's considered. I think if it's, you're certainly allowed to cut a hair that's growing on your nose, nobody's going to say that that's awesome. So the question is at what point? So the point where it's not normal for hair to grow, it would be mutter. What's called normal? So it's the old story. It's very hard to say. But certainly if hairs are growing on a part of the face where it's not normal for hairs to grow, cutting off those hairs should be mutter. Where it's not normal for hairs to grow is mutter, even if it's connected this part of the face. If people have hair growing around here, stray hairs, so that... Can use a shaver above, right, above the lechi baile, the shaver is also only below makim shalechi baile, right? So lower, you're right, but above it.
Is the criteria visual or tactile? If you could feel stubble, but you can't see it, is that okay or not?
I would think it's okay. The question is, what do you feel exactly? If you feel hairs as opposed to just feeling roughness, that would be okay.
Feel the stubble there, Perhaps. Because it doesn't say what the criteria is.
It's true. It says Kantar. Samuch Labasa Balay Mishayer Klum. Lay Mishayer Klum sounds like there's something left. It's not a problem. What's the shear of? I'm not hearing. Oh, a shiokov. Oh, so very interesting. There's no makar in Shas for the length of a hair for the Isser of shaving. It does mention it when it talks about Shtei Saris for to be a gadol. So they have three opinions. Either a hair that can, like you said, could be folded back, or a hair that you can snip, or a hair that you can grab with your fingernails. So there's a fascinating mystery regarding Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda has a tshuva about shaving a cholamayin. And the beginning of the tshuva goes all out to say, no, shame a cholamayin. Suddenly, at the end of the tshuva, you see, although the lumpness all goes to Aser, at the end he says, those who shave, don't bother them, let them shave, and very, very strange tshuva. So his Talmud, the Sefer Tshuva Mi'ava, I think, right? The Tshuva Mi'ava is a Talmud of his, he says, Nabi Yehuda didn't want to tell his secret, but I'll tell his secret. He said Nabi Yehuda had people who shaved with a razor in his community, and he held as a possibility, in the Tshuva itself he rejects it, but he held a possibility that the shear of shaving is only the hair has a certain length. So he said, if I'm going to ask them to shave al chomayed, which is a drabanon, so then they're going to be over their ices. The hair's going to grow 8-9 days long, and they're going to shave on, be over on shaving with a razor. Better let them shave al chomayed, which is a gzeira that Shlomo Kainz read in Kshuma Novel. And it won't be over on their ices.
Why do we say that about spear and everything else?
If people shave with a razor, I'd say the same thing.
Why?
If someone shaves with a razor, tell them to shave every day. If someone shaves with a shaver and he wants to be chayshish for the machmir and on the shavers, just be careful to shave every day. Now, it's not clear that that's the shear over here, because it's not mentioned. Behuda writes that it's not mentioned. And Afal Pi Kein, I guess of a limud zchus, some people who do it, that's a limud zchus. So now you know the secret. Yud Zayin, Echad HaMakif VeEchad HaNikif, both the one who gives the shave and the one who gets the shave, Chayavin, El Shanikif, Kimishen HaIsa Maisa, Ein Aloika. The one getting the haircut doesn't get Malkus, he stays still. Elim came at the Rosh Yelov LaKifa, unless he turns his head to help. Avli Suri Ikafila, Ein HaMessiah Klal, there's an Isser, because the Torah says, Lo Sakifu, Rashi says, we darshan, they're both, Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem, Loshem Rabim. So we darshan, Rashi says, that's the Gemara, we darshan, Echad HaMakif, Ve'echad HaNikil, V'chosali Es Nikif, Afilah De'akum, Afilah Ena Messiah Klal. Even if the guy's shaving, and the Jew doesn't move, Kagai, Shaini, Mateil of Klal, he doesn't turn his head. V'amakif is a cut and chayiv. Someone who gives shaves the payas of a child is chayav alfa gam the cotton la barchiyuva kamoke mamakifu barchiyuva the megama cotton yovelid de yachal loveli de chiyuv kashi yigdal. He's also in the parsha, unless he's a guy or even a woman.
What?
Yes. Avamutalak and saakum ayisha you let shave a guy or a woman kivishen a masaran klal chen cotton mutalias nikim in aakum. A child is allowed to be receive a haircut from an aakum. What's he giving the chinuch is different.
To shave a person, let's say a person feels willing to shave. Is that a better haircut for a guy to shave?
It says Yisrael asay de Yaakov. So really, it says that it's aser.
Oh,
Chomayin, right? So pashas is the same.